According to Jesus Christ, one of the unpleasant forms of weather is fog. Especially those who have to travel by car don't like it because they have to carefully watch the road so they don't run off of it or hit another car. Driving in fog is very tiring and sometimes very risky. That's why every driver is happy when they come out of the fog into the sun. And we can use this image to symbolically express the condition that prevails in many of the human souls. The fog caused by ignorance about the true purpose of life. The actions of unregulated passions and the tolerance of sin in personal life creates very hostile conditions for wandering in the earthly life of a person. However, it is easy to change the climate of such spiritual state. It is enough to turn to Christ, whom Simeon says is revealing light to the Gentiles. Darkness and fog of sin reigns in human soul, but the good news brought to us by who is the light is Jesus Christ. From Jesus we learn that God is a compassionate Father who loves people and accepts them as his children. The gospel consistently illuminates what is right and what is wrong, and in this light we can safely walk through this life. But not all people perceive this divine light of knowledge. Many follow our forefather Adam, who after committing sin, hid from God in the bushes. The Holy Scripture tells us about many more people who acted similarly. We can also be part of this line who reject the light, even though we know what is good, but many times we choose to do evil anyways. If we continue to be in the spiritual fog that comes after sin as a rejection of Christ, it can cause many difficulties and even in the end of our life, loss of eternal life. Most of us, if not all of us, want to live with Christ in the light of his teachings. We long for it. Our soul thirsts for it. We try, but sometimes the worm of doubt digs into us. To remove this doubt, we must know the gospel very well. Reading, studying the gospel, God's word, and good Christian books that explain this wisdom is a means of opening oneself to God's light, in which everything becomes more clear. But it may not always be pleasant. God's word will convict us of many weaknesses and transgressions that we may not have even realized that we are committing until that moment. But it doesn't leave us in an unpleasant mood. The word of God leads us to the Heavenly Father and invites us to the state, to the taste of his infinite mercy and love. Whoever allows himself to be guided by God's word in this way will certainly sooner or later change their behavior, their outlook on the world, and their relationship with other people. Life becomes transformed in this way, will not only become better, but also more attractive to others. So let us not reject any hint of the spiritual fog that causes ignorance of the true purpose of our life. Let us courageously uncover the fog which hides in the actions of disordered passions within us, which cause tolerances of sin in our personal life. Let's follow Jesus Christ, who is the light of every person's life. And this decision of ours will not only improve and beautify our life, but will also positively affect the lives of the people around us. Glory to Jesus Christ.